RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews The Secret Life of Pets, now playing in area theaters.
I assume just about all children wonder about, or more likely, pepper their parents with questions about what their pets do all day while the humans are at work and school. I posit pets work on their ultimate mission in life to fill my furniture with as much hair as possible. But Illumination Entertainment and Universal Pictures say they party, listen to loud music, and talk to one another about pet problems. The studios would have a winner on their hands if the story remained in the area of these silly get-togethers and side jokes. But The Secret Life of Pets harbors an unappealing mean streak. I almost made the film my kid's first movie in a theater, and thank goodness I didn't. I want him to see an animated film full of laughs and a decent message, not intentionally cruel animals who wish to do one another harm. Max, voiced by Louis C.K., knows he has it made with his owner Katie, voiced by Ellie Kemper. They play at home, go on adventures around town, and he enjoys a relationship with his owner with no distractions. When Katie leaves in the morning, Max sits right at the front door waiting for hours to hear the keys jingle, signaling her return. One day, Katie does not come home alone. She brings in Duke, voiced by Eric Stonestreet, a big, shaggy mutt dog who maliciously dominates Max from minute one. He evicts Max from his comfy bed, eats all of his food, and will fast become hated enemy number one to every kid in the audience. Duke's arrival is the catalyst where The Secret Life of Pets morphs from enjoyable fantasy about what our cats and dogs get up to while we're out into an unpleasant get-back-home adventure some folks will describe as a roller coaster ride full of zany action scenes, but is really no different than any other big day out in New York City story. Duke attempts to dognap and make Max lose his way in the city, but ends up getting both of them lost, chased by the dog catchers and roughed up by a pack of alley cats. The long adventure home, full of jumps, fights, tunnels, and boats, gives Max and Duke the chance to understand one another and reconcile, just like every other animated film ever made. However, I suspect the younger audience may not come around on Duke. He may shine in the end, but he is so nasty in the beginning, during his first impression, there is no way he's getting out unscathed in the kid court of opinion. Mirroring its most recent box office competition, Finding Dory, the most intriguing characters are frequently the supporting pets. Max's apartment building pals form a search party, pick up a few stragglers on the way, and scour the city to find him. Led by Gidget, voiced by Jenny Slate, a toy dog in love with Max who fills her days with Spanish telenovelas. She organizes cats, dogs, guinea pigs, and even a vicious bird of prey, all to find her true love again. There are long dog jokes with the dachshund, stupid dog jokes with the pug, really stupid jokes with the guinea pig, old dog jokes with the basset hound, and fat jokes with the cat. Chloe the cat, voiced by Lake Bell, has an eating disorder, and the requisite aloofness toward the rest of the animal and human kingdoms, neither caring about their problems nor truly willing to help them out, that personifies her as the representative of all house cats. All cat owners are well aware of their pets' disinterested faces and expectant looks, and the filmmakers stuff Chloe full of any and all domestic cat stereotypes. However, Chloe is just another passenger on the ride. The one who really sticks out is Tiberius the Hawk, voiced by Albert Brooks. Every instinct in Tiberius's bones and feathers tell him to snatch up the little dogs and rodents and enjoy his lunch. But his overarching loneliness and want of friends holds him back. Tiberius spends his life on the roof, in blindness because of the hood over his eyes. Most films about pets would make the Hawk the villain, but writers Cinco Paul, Ken Dario, and Brian Lynch make the most unlikely animal the arch-antagonist. Snowball, voiced by Kevin Hart, is the smallest, fluffiest bunny rabbit you've ever seen. Ruling over the home of the flushed pets in New York City's sewer, Snowball runs an army of henchmen full of unwanted alligators, snakes, a pig, and a couple dozen other animals families thought would make good pets for a full day before flushing them down the drain. Fomenting an underground revolution to take revenge on all humans, Max and Duke run afoul of Snowball and spend most of the film evading capture and certain doom from the tiny bunny. Snowball prizes loyalty, and some of his funniest bits are when he laments the death of Ricky the Duck, a true gangsta, and later on Viper, A sewer pipe slithering reptile everybody will be relieved disappears. The Illumination Universal Studios team is the same pair who brought us the first two Despicable Me movies and The Lorax. Director Chris Renaud and co-director Yarrow Chaney are Despicable Me vets, as are all the writing staff. In case you somehow missed the Minion connection, a short cartoon featuring the Minions precedes the movie, and a Minion even makes sort of an appearance in the film. The message here is the studio reminds audiences if they liked the Minions, then they will like the pets. The Minions were never openly cruel to one another, though. They also did not have strange LSD-level episodes like Max and Duke do when they gorge themselves in the sausage factory, all to the music from Grease. The Secret Life of Pets reminds us animals have feelings. We all assume they go to sleep and deal just fine with the 8 to 12 hour daily separation from their humans, but perhaps these pack animals do not care too much for that much alone time. The best parts of Pets is the very first and very last scenes. Scenes featuring pets bringing joy to homes and families. It's everything in between these bookends which guarantee a good portion of the audience will leave with a sour taste in their opinion. Also, the film is a win for those of us who never watch previews. All of the funniest parts are spoiled in the trailer, especially the best one with Leonard the Posh Poodle changing the song on the MP3 player to heavy metal and headbanging. There is no way I would have laughed as hard as I did if I had seen it 13 times before on commercials. That is why I give The Secret Life of Pets 2 out of 4 stars.
The Secret Life of Pets is rated PG, now playing at Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10, Regal Largo Mall 8, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Movico Sundial 19, the Sunset Point Cinema Bar and Grill, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.